Nick Freitas.
E.W. Jackson.
Corey Stewart.
Candidate for U.S. Senate in Virginia.
Stewart is the chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors.
So many of these votes for President Trump's agenda come down to one vote. If I'm in the United States Senate, I will vote for the full repeal of Obamacare. I will vote to construct a wall on the Mexican border. I will vote to support the president's economic policies and to rebuild our military.
Freitas, a delegate from Culpeper, also supports the president, but is also running with a broader message.
I have a record in the General Assembly of fighting for property rights, free market economics, and just basically empowering people to have more control over their lives. And I think that when we advocate for those things, and we do so boldly and unapologetically, people are able to prosper.
He does offer an acknowledgement.
Now, I understand that some people might not appreciate the way the president talks about things, but I think when we look at the substantive results of policy, I think it's definitely a net positive.
Our country is in a time of crisis, and I really believe that Virginia needs to lead again.
Jackson acknowledges he's an underdog in this race.
I just absolutely believe in building not only a physical wall, but a legal wall. And the legal wall I would build is that if you come to our country illegally, or you stay here illegally, you will never be a citizen.
Jackson also wants tax credits for private school tuition as part of a school choice plan focused on what he describes as inner cities.
And something's got to be done to deal with the drugs, the violence, the family dysfunction.
On other issues.
In Northern Virginia, transportation is a huge issue. In Southwest Virginia, we're looking at trying to bring back economic development and allow that area to be viable again.
That's Freitas back and forth with Stewart in separate interviews.
We need the federal government to stand up and do what's necessary to improve I-95, I-66 without tolls.
A lot of times building roads is the most expensive thing we can do. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't do it, but we should also look for other alternatives, like allowing people to be able to work remotely as an alternative. We also, I think, need to spread out some of the various federal agencies and departments that we have in Northern Virginia.
Max Smith, WTOP News.